Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
All right, here we go. Are we rolling, Alex? Let me know.
We're rolling.
Okay. Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wetness Day, March 8th, 2023. Everybody collectively hoping that the rain will end soon. We're out of drought. Let's say that's enough. Okay, we're all set. Thank you. That's all we need.
Are we? They were like, don't get excited yet. And I'm like, oh my God, they're just going to forever have us in a drought. It doesn't matter where we're at, I feel.
Well,
California will just permanently be in a drought.
I do think we need to function like we will be. I think that's smart. Just in that, these times when we go for years without rain, that we kind of consider, hey, California's great. This is fun living. This is good as it gets. Christmas. Yeah. It's sunny. All this stuff. Like, we need these heavy winters to get us through those drought years. So I do think we should still be careful. It's dumb to talk about. It's no fun. Yeah. I'm not interested.
Right.
Well, I'm curious. I went when I was visiting 2 years ago when I went back to visit in Boston. I met some lady. I know her kids were there. And he goes, oh, where are you from? And I'm like, California. And he goes, oh, yeah, you guys don't have water, huh? Mm-hmm. I was like, what are they teaching these? Like, obviously it's true, but it was just so random, like what he said. And then he was a little confused. He was young. He's like, well, how do you guys drink water? And I'm like, no, it's kind of different. And I'm like, oh, forget it.
Doesn't matter.
But yeah, it's known.
It looks like Vinny's hands up. It's hard to tell.
I have a question, V. Question to the room. Who's a better lay, a Californian or a Bostonian? As we all know, Sarah's, you know, with a Bostonian. Have you boned a Californian, Sarah?
Let me think if I've ever boned a Californian.
And while she thinks... V?
I had very few Boston boys, but so definitely California.
Oh, good. Okay.
You had better sex in California than you did in Boston. Yeah, I don't. Mm-hmm. I really don't think I've ever boned anyone from California.
Wow. You ain't living.
I mean, is John technically from California?
No, he is not.
Thank you.
Yeah, no,
he's a Bostonian.
Home is
all right. Well, there you go.
He's close. Good. So what about you, Vinny? You've been girls from all over. Who's the best lady?
I have not. I don't think boned girls from all over. No, I'm a California girl guy.
California girl guy.
Yeah. Really?
You didn't bone anybody at all in Philly?
No.
You didn't get laid the whole time we were there?
No. We were there. If we were there for 6 months, that's...
I think we were there exactly 6 months.
Okay, yeah.
You didn't get laid for 6 months?
Yeah, I had a...
All those girls throwing themselves at you.
I lived with a dentist. Who
there
never left.
Places?
No, he didn't leave. He never left. He was home. He worked at his dentist's office in the house.
And then sat there in the living room smoking.
What?
Yeah, the dentist on the East Coast. I guess you didn't go to the dentist while you were there, or maybe it's only in Pennsylvania, but the dentists set up their offices in their homes.
My dentist growing up was in a house.
Yep.
But there
that
were,
is so weird.
There were
I went to a
dentist
building.
Offices. Yeah, there were dental places.
That... Yes, Vinny. In the 7 years I lived in Boston, I went to the dentist twice a year. I go three times a year now. I think they're just really pushing it.
Wait.
You know you can say no. You can say
no. I don't
know. I know, but I'm
I'm
a freak with hygiene in general and dental hygiene. Yeah, they're like... Well, really, we like to look at three times a year. My friend said the same thing. She's
like,
piss off, dude. They're not. Yeah. But then I get nervous and I'm like, all right. Because, you know, then if you don't, they lie and they're like, oh, we're starting to see this and that. I'm like, no, you don't. I've never had teeth problems. Shut up. But I still go because I'm a freak. But
well, the thing about having a dentist is if anything does go horribly wrong, it's so great to have someone to call. You know,
I have only had one emergency in my life, and it was nice.
Oh, what was the emergency?
I had just recently moved back here, actually, and luckily had found my dentist, and I thought a tooth broke, and I've never had broken teeth, nothing, but when I was flossing, it was loose, so I looked and I could see it. Anyways, I went into the I called my dentist. They're like, go to this person. He's a professional. I don't know. They weren't available anyways. And it was just like part of the filling where if I had an old filling, you know, fillings don't last forever or whatever. It had come loose. So that's what it was. Thank God it wasn't my actual tooth. But it was a Friday. If you go into the weekend, you got a loose tooth. That could turn into, then you're really screwed. So I went in all 911. But you don't mess around with the teeth, dude.
No, you really don't.
Mm-hmm. Last week when you were on, we did that story about the lady was like, am I the asshole? And it was
kids who had kids who didn't want the kids.
No, it wasn't that one. Was that the last one we did? Maybe that was the last one we did. This is the one about
she went off to college. He's like, here, it's your turn.
No. She was there for this is last week. It was when it was the.
It's just what it's not as memorable.
Oh, he's the chat girl guy.
So the husband has a problem with paying for video chats and phone sex. It's been going on for their whole relationship. She's caught him 3 times, which of course are the only 3 times he's ever done it.
Right.
And they were saying that like the pandemic kind of saved them, or him losing his job was great for their relationship.
Right.
At first he was part of the team, blah, blah, blah. So whatever we said, this person said that that we were wrong because we said she's not the asshole, which apparently she is, according to this person. Hello, all. I had thoughts about the woman who wanted to know if she was the asshole. Yes, she is the asshole. My thoughts. Let's remember that she's forgiven this behavior 3 or more times. She has also threatened to leave multiple times. It's all empty. He knows he can get away with it because he has been for years now. How can she be mad at something that she keeps forgiving him for? She's clearly not that upset by the behavior.
Okay.
She's got him on a cycle. He fucks up. She feels unloved and disrespected. He cleans up his act and treats her better for a while. She gets over it, and then he fucks up again. If he didn't want to get caught, he wouldn't get caught. He's an adult. He knows what he's doing. Stop with the excuses and follow through on something with him or settle with the fact that he's never changing.
Well,
that's a really good point.
I don't believe in the getting caught part. I think plenty of people get caught doing stupid stuff, like especially if you're addicted and he feels he has to have it. I don't know. Anyways, go ahead, Vinny.
Well, look, on one hand, I do agree. You have to hold a line. If you draw a line, you have to hold that line. So I don't disagree there. I do disagree in that you're talking about someone with kids, and I truly believe that is a difficult factor. I don't have any math jokes for you, but it's like that. It's like pi. It's too long of a number to fuck with. Like you can't. Like you know what I mean. You just it's in real life that number. Is what do they call it? It's never
infinite.
Ending.
Infinite,
right.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to say, like, that factored in becomes a problem. And it's not just, like, even if she's like, yeah, I need to throw this fucking asshole out of my house, then she'll go, oh, man, he does take out the trash and he is contributing financially and our kids are going to be fucking destroyed by this. And it's going to be about his goddamn penis. Like, that's why we're breaking up. I have to throw him out because this guy is doing... Like, I understand. I'm not saying don't hold... You say you draw a line, you got to hold the line. I am saying kids are that weird factor that plays different in everyone's mind. And it's definitely something that... And I hate to say it this way, and I wouldn't even want my kids to hear this, but it's one of those things where you go... As a couple, we never had problems until we had kids. Now we have kids and we have problems, but they're
it's
also...
It's not your fault, kids. It's not your fault.
No, but it's one of those things where now we've got... Now we have to stay for the... Like, you find yourself going, I can't... So things that you would go, fuck that, I'm never standing for that shit. Suddenly you find yourself going, well, is it that bad? I mean, am I going to blow up
your
the whole
decision.
Life
You're making
we build?
Decisions for other humans.
Say that again? I missed that.
You're not just making a decision for you. You're not leaving. Your decisions are being made for 2 other humans, right?
Right, so exactly.
A lot more is factored in. I will say, though, as someone, because I get it, I believe if you have kids, you better exhaust every avenue before you blow up a marriage,
right.
Okay? Like, you need to say, I've tried absolutely everything. But from someone who is a product of divorce, and my mom ended up telling me, obviously, when I was much older, that she stayed and stayed and stayed because of me with my dad. And then I got to the age where I was picking up on stuff. She said I was asking questions, or I was picking up. I knew they were fighting, or you kids sense vibes, right? Yeah. We were talking about that last time on this. And she said she started to see that. And she was like, staying together is more damaging for you. That's the decision she had made in her head, which she told me, than it was to stay. Because now you're seeing a really unhealthy, volatile relationship and situation, and that's your now your home life. And it was like, and I was fine with the divorce, and I know everyone's different, but I think you have to factor all those things in, and that's hard. You don't know. You don't. And some kids, I've seen kids, their parents split, and they're like, fuck you, mom. Fuck you, dad. I can't believe you're ruining my life. And it's like, oh my God, this isn't about you, right? Like, you're not dealing with your father's whatever every day, but that's how it is.
The kids are endlessly selfish. Here's a story for you. My best friend and his wife were getting divorced. Like, their marriage had dried up. They were friends. They raised their kids. They no longer were partners in that way, though. Like, a couple. They didn't
friends,
have
not
sex.
Lovers.
Right. They didn't have sex. They just, there and there they were. They're just doing their thing. Well, it was over. And so they said to the kids, okay, kids, we have to have a family talk. And his daughter fell apart. Like,
oh gosh.
But they hadn't even said anything yet. And she'd fell apart. Oh. And they're like, oh my God, we haven't even told her what's happening. And then she said, then they said, you know, listen, we're getting divorced, but you will always. And the daughter goes, oh, I thought we were going to be homeless. Whew.
What?
She didn't give one.
That's where she went.
That's where she was. She didn't give one fuck about the fact that her parents needed to live in separate homes. She thought she was going to be living in a tent under the bridge. And as soon as they said, that's not what's happening, she went, oh. Okay, well, then, are we done?
And you know, I gotta give it to your best friend there. Like, that is some real hiding of the marital problems. That is actually kind of amazing that that's where she went and not, oh, no, mommy and daddy
are breaking
up.
Didn't even
pick up on it. She didn't even write. She was like, oh, okay, whatever.
So, you know, I do think that kids are, that they're incredibly selfish. It comes with the territory. I'm not, you know, we all were. It's not something that's just kids today.
No.
All kids are like, yeah, I need all the stuff I need.
Yeah, but what about me?
Right. What else you got for me? Where's my stuff? Yeah. So anyway.
Every situation is different. Like, you can, I say to people, because I was in it, I remember little bits of it. Like, you got to go. That is going to damage your kids. But some people can pull it off where they're like, look, we'll play a little game in front of the kids and go different ways. Like, some kids will handle it well. I've had cousins who fell apart at my aunt and uncle's divorce. I mean, it was for years, very volatile towards their parents. It sucked. So it's definitely not one size fits all with how you handle dealing with should we stay married or not. Yeah, but I do truly believe it's more damaging to the kids in the long run if you stick through it. I think they see this is how love is. This is how relationships are. I don't know. But at the end of the day, we all fuck up our kids, right? I don't have any. I'm sure I'm fucking up someone else's kids.
Of course,
kids.
That's absolutely
true. You know,
true.
Like, no one's coming out of this
in therapy, so I'm sure I fuck
them up. Yeah, it's just, you know.
One of the things that comes up in this for me, because we don't get to talk to the lady, and I am sympathetic towards her problem, mainly because I do believe you're staying in something that if you didn't have kids, you'd be like, get the fuck out.
Right.
There's not even anything to talk about. Bye.
Right.
Like, those things become really simple and black and white when you don't have other
factors
involved.
Right.
So I guess what I'm saying is, to me, not being able to talk to her, it's the issue isn't masturbation. The issue is the lies and the spending money on something that feels a little more intimate than just looking at a video that has been around since the 70s. Like, to me, yes, I use porn. I'm jacking off. I have needs and they're not being met. That's what I do. That's how I take care of them. So I will look at porn, but I've never spent money on it. So is that the line? Is that what we're talking about? If she could say to him, look, do that. Just don't do that with these cam girls. We can't, A, we can't afford it. And B, you're a fucking liar when you tell me you're quitting and then you go back to it. There's right. your problems. Is that yeah, what we're talking
we
about?
We actually don't know if her problem is porn in general or just that he's paying for these chats. But the bottom line here is, I'm not comfortable saying that she's the asshole. I do think that life gets in the way. The pandemic happened. All these things happen. He changes. She changes. He's getting caught with this stuff. Like, I don't think that that's, you know, that the line isn't so cut and dry as the person who responded said.
Right.
And then throw the kids on top of that where, you know, you're making a giant decision, not just for you.
And I would also,
I don't think with marriage and kids, anything is black and white.
No.
And that's, you know what? And in my youth,
a bunch of gray areas.
I was super black and white. And it's easy to be that way because you're a know-it-all. And you can just go, I know the answer. It's this. Yep. And then, you know, older people are looking at you going, oh, you dumb fuck. You have no idea what is really going on in all these households around the world. It's harder than that. So I totally.
There's no easy answer.
Right.
No.
But I forgot where I was going with that. Never mind.
Well, I think we're sticking with that. I don't think that she's the asshole.
Yeah, I disagree with this writer saying that she's an asshole.
I think she's fighting. I think she's fighting for a marriage. She wants to work, a house with two parents for her children. And sometimes you let things slide.
Here's what I was going to say. This is not putting it at the feet of anybody specifically. But I will say this, too. And it's not something that should change your decision. You're not the asshole person. But one thing that happens to guys, I think, that isn't... This isn't I'm not begging for sympathy here, but I do think guys don't understand when they enter into a family. Some guys do. But some guys don't. When you enter into a scenario where this woman that is your woman, she's your woman and you're her man, and that's you two have been, it's been you two, and now you have a kid. You move to the back seat that day. Your woman is no longer your woman. Your woman is mother to that child first and foremost, and then you're considered. But then there's still work and friends and stuff. So it's a strange thing to feel like a million bucks. Change. You are the apple of this lady's eye.
I put a baby in her. Nobody this is amazing.
Nobody makes you feel better than that woman that you love, that you've married, that you've spent all this time with. And now she's got other priorities. And I don't know that you can ready yourself for that unless you are mature beyond your years, or you maybe had, maybe you get it. Maybe you do going in. It's quick, it's instant, and there you are on the other side of the, wait a minute. Ah.
Yeah, it can be an owie.
Ah,
those aren't boobs for you to play with. Those now feed the children. So you don't get these.
Ow, they're tender. I'm too tired.
But I gave
don't
you
touch
the
me.
Kid you asked for. What about me? What about you?
Thanks for giving me the kid. Bye.
Right.
It's so funny, the point of views, because men and women truly have different needs in different ways, and guys can come up and spew. I mean, I think we all agree on this, but I'm saying, like, some women can be like, I can't believe you're worried about sex right now. While others, like, a man is very much validated that way and loved that way. So now he's like, dude, you're taking that away from me. Like, now they just feel like they're over there in the corner. Right. So I think it's like very important when looking at these situations that men and women handle them very differently.
I wish
and their priorities are a little different.
I wish it were something that were talked about, but you don't know what's happening until it does.
Right.
But I do think you could probably, and there's probably texters or people listening now who are like, my marriage fell apart right after we had a kid. My husband went out and cheated. And I'm kind of touching on the point. Does it excuse him? Absolutely fucking not. I'm not saying you have to forgive him because he's now on the... I think it's a childish reaction to that reality, though, which is...
I'm not getting any.
I don't get what I want, and I'm being pushed to the side, and I feel like a secondhand citizen now. Fuck it. And then
I'm gonna go find someone who loves me.
I'm not
I'm gonna show you.
I'm not excusing it. I'm just trying to say, like, I don't know that it's talked about. And if it were, maybe it would be something that's more that's dealt with in advance. Conversation
it's
is
hard.
In advance.
People
of it.
Never think it's gonna happen to them.
Right.
And that's the problem. That's why it's not addressed before.
Right. Because people are like, I don't hear about that.
And
that's
I don't even mean like people are dumb. I agree. I think we all go into stuff a little naive, right? Yes. Like, not me, not me. And I think that's natural. But it's like people who we talked about getting married don't talk about finances or kids or like, what the fuck? Like, how are you two getting married and you haven't discussed like
anything?
Core principles? I don't know.
The hard questions.
Even the sex drying up has been a joke. If you've if you're a fan of comedy, that joke's been told since the 50s.
Oh. Since the dawn of time, the first stand-up caveman comedian was like, I used to drag her in by her hair and she was all about it.
Right. So, I mean, there it is.
Thank you.
Through history, since the Stone Age. The jokes are there and no one believes that, and myself included, not me.
Not us.
Not me and this girl. We have something different. And then
we'll defy all the odds. Right. Watch us two.
And our kids will be no problem.
Yeah. They're going to be perfect. Never need anything. Just so great.
All right. Well, I think we've solved the world's problems. And
did
we? Let everyone know. Yeah. We've let everyone know. It's going to happen to you, too.
Oh, okay.
Send your notes along to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. We'd love to take apart your problems and even several days in a row. Whatever it takes. We'll fix that thing. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here on Thursday. Thanks for being on, B-Hale.
Of course.
I'm looking at a person right now across from me who's that guy. He's got this hot Brazilian wife. He's like, it'll never dry up. I'm going to give her a kid. It'll be fine.
No, it's going to be amazing forever.
Get the butt all day.
Yeah. The
idiot.
We'll be mining him for information. He doesn't know he's about to be the star of the Secret Show. She never wants to let me do her in the butt anymore.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Wow, I can't believe that.
Shocker.
A shocker for real.
Nice, B.